I'm Roderick Chambers and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network. The National Disability Insurance Scheme is a mammoth project that always was going to have some problems in rolling out services across the nation. Indigenous communities in particular have specific needs that need different solutions to mainstream urban Australia. How should this be best addressed? Aboriginal people themselves have many of the answers, and I asked Damien Griffiths, CEO of First Peoples Disability, how service delivery could be improved in regional and remote communities.
Well, the first thing I would say is we welcome the announcement today for $4.5 million to support Aboriginal medical services in the Kimberley and Pilbara and Goldfields regions to undertake a Community Connector program. The Community Connector model is one that the First Peoples Disability Network developed, so we're happy to see that's being supported out there. But this is only one small step in terms of being able to create greater access to the National Disability Insurance Scheme for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people with disability. There's some very serious concerns that we have in relation to the NDIS in regional remote Australia. We would say in many ways it's been failing, and really in a lot of ways it needs to start over again, frankly.
So what are some of the things that are restricting access at the moment?
Well, there's a fundamental lack of services. So there really is nothing to purchase in some parts of the country in regional remote Australia. So what we need to do is a very different approach, one that's a community-led approach that draws upon the existing skills within Aboriginal communities. I mean, there's always been Aboriginal people that have provided support to their community members with disability, but what's often been lacking is resources for the people to be able to do that. So it's not about necessarily creating a new system that comes from out of town. It's about investing in communities themselves so they can come up with their own solutions.
I mean, is this as part of the ongoing problem of remoteness, would you say?
Not necessarily. I mean, we think it's more about the way remote communities are viewed. I mean, we would say there are, by any other definition, many Aboriginal people that have been providing what you would call a support worker type tasks for many years. But what they haven't been supported is the resourcing to be able to do that. So we say that investing in communities also makes good economic sense because it can create jobs and create small economies within communities themselves. So we're keen supporters of the NDIS in that sense, but the sort of individualised market-driven approach is really not compatible in many regional remote communities.
So the way that things are being organised for the Kimberley, Pilbara and Goldfields, could that be a model then for other areas?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the Community Connect approach is a good start, but we've still come up with the fundamental challenge, though, of being able to provide services to people in regional remote Australia. So this is not about creating a new fly-in, fly-out sort of service system. What we need to do is invest in communities themselves. So sometimes it could be simple things like skilling up people in the community in which they live to understand things like, say, appropriate lifting for a person with physical disability or supporting people with a range of different health-related needs, for example, or things like Aboriginal mental health first aid programs where you educate the community about how to provide support to community members who may have psychosocial disability. It's not about having to create a new fly-in, fly-out response, which wouldn't work, frankly. This is about getting communities themselves better resources so they can do the work themselves.
So maybe a bit of the money that's going into NDIS should be really redirected to training and education for people on the ground in place.
Yeah, in some cases that would be money well used. The other thing that we have is a need to continue a conversation around things like block funding or versions of that. Where there is a small market or not a lot of Aboriginal people in one particular area who are potentially eligible, we need to come up with different ways of providing support instead of, you know, relying on a market-driven approach, which, frankly, wouldn't work.
Damien Griffiths, CEO of First Peoples Disability, speaking with me there about improving the NDIS for Indigenous people.